Hey there, Sunshine, and welcome to Gratitude Builds Fortitude, the podcast where we optimize gratitude, mindset, and mental resilience. This is a special series, the 12 Days of Gratitude, and this year's theme is the Year of You. I'm your host, Holly Bertone. I'm a mindset coach, consultant, and speaker, and it's my mission to help you create your comeback story. I invite you to join me over the next 12 days for this special series and to help you look at life and gratitude from a totally different perspective and to set yourself up for 2024 as the year of you. Be sure to head over to pinkfortitude.com/12. That's the number 1212 and download your free journal prompt so that you can follow along. Let's get started. Welcome to day 9 of the 12 Days of Gratitude. Today, we're going to talk about body shift and acceptance. Now, yesterday, we talked about protecting your body from harm. And today, we're going to create that shift into body acceptance. Now, this is another topic that we can talk about for days. The common lexicon of body acceptance is, I can do whatever I want and eat whatever I want and have all these unhealthy habits and I don't care what you think about me. I'm going to accept my body for whatever it looks like. Now, I want to be crystal clear in the difference of body acceptance between the common narrative and what healthy body acceptance actually is. If you truly embraced what I talked about yesterday and you fully understand how disease gets created in your body and how to protect your body from harm, you will know the difference between fake body acceptance that's spewed all over the internet and real, true love for yourself. If you love yourself in its fullest expression, if you have a regulated nervous system and you are operating out of the parasympathetic state, if you have true inner peace, you will never use excess amounts of food, alcohol, work, exercise, shopping, gambling, any other kind of addiction to numb the pain. If you rely on any of these external factors to give you some kind of love and peace and comfort, they are always going to fail you. Always. It's a quick dopamine hit, but you're never going to be satisfied. Now, when I talk about shifting your body into acceptance, there's three myths that I want to debunk. Myth number one is that most fit bodies are muscular and lean. The reality is that most fit bodies are the best version of themselves. It's not about going to the gym for hours or obsessing over BMI or the number on the scale. It's about living your life and loving your body in a way that it operates so that you can create the best version of yourself. Myth number two, you have to love your body. A lot of clients who work with me have self-loathing when it comes to their bodies, internally and externally. We don't jump from hating your body to loving your body in one day. It's impossible. But what is possible is to learn to love the journey that your body is on so that you can learn to love yourself so that you can create the best version of you. And myth number three, if you accept your body, then you'll get lazy. And it makes sense to think like this, like once you have the air quotes perfect body, then you're going to get lazy and stop trying to chase perfection. Well, back to yesterday and what I talked about here. When you can make that shift and truly love and accept your body, you will have automatically have those zero resistance habits to keep it healthy. And if you do backslide a little bit, maybe you go on vacation or whatever, you have enough love to give yourself the grace to get back on it. That's actually what we're going to talk about tomorrow. The real power of gratitude happens when you can love and accept your body from a place of a lifestyle of appreciating how it keeps you healthy every single day. This is step 9 in creating 2024 as the year of you. Thanks for tuning in to day 9 of the special series, The 12 Days of Gratitude. Be sure to download your free journal prompts at pinkfortitude.com/12. And if you're ready to take those next steps to claim that 2024 is the year of you, head over to pinkfortitude.com/coach to learn more. And I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, it's Holly here. And if you've been feeling burned out, stressed out, and weighed down, and if the thought of another diet or workout plan is creating even more stress, I'd like to offer you a different solution. You see, we think that getting healthy means going on some crazy diet or restrictive protocol or even spending hours in the gym. And I'm here to tell you, it's not about losing weight. It's about losing the weight of the world on your shoulders. So rather than having you try to figure this out for yourself, I've put together a 5-episode private podcast training series to help you get started with your very own comeback experience. The private podcast training series, it's totally free, and I'm doing something that I have never done before. In episode 5, you're going to walk away with an assessment to determine your health as it relates to energy levels, sleep, metabolic health, and weight. And when you submit your assessment, you can schedule a free coaching session with me to personally review your results, and I will help you to develop your game plan going forward. Totally free, no strings attached. And I'm not sure how long I'm going to offer this complimentary and personalized coaching for you. So go to podcastholly.com. That's podcastholly.com to download this series. It's totally free. And then make sure you submit your assessment for your complimentary and personalized health review and game plan. I'll see you over at podcastholly.com.